Praise God. Can we clap our hands now for our God? Nobody meets with the Lord and remains the same. You either get angry, like the Sadducees, they become sad. You get angry or you get happy. That he came that we might have life. And that life we have it more abundantly. Abundant life is in Christ. Without Christ, you will remain in crisis. Praise God. So, you either have Christ or you have crisis. How many people have Christ here? Praise the Lord. The commonest problem, there are two reasons why even Christians have problems. Two reasons. One, very, very common, is, you know, inherited problems from our parents. That's why anytime I'm dedicating a newborn baby at this altar, I always make that pronouncement that no hereditary problem will follow you. Praise God. That's how I will be blessing my children at home. I will be blessing, I say, you. Now, maybe your papa, but no hereditary problem will pass from me to you. Amen. We inherit it either from our father, from our mother, from our village. One way or the other, passes from generation to generation. That's where many of us pick problems from. But I want to tell you, okay, the second one is problems that we ourselves create. We created them for ourselves before we became Christians. And some of them are even created after we became Christians. So that when you want to pray, you can know how, before you begin to call your prayer points, you begin to know, look inward first. This problem that is following me, how did it come to me? If it is hereditary, it will be a trend. That is, it happened to your grandfather, happened to your father, happened to you, and it's happening to your brothers. You will just see a trend in the family. All my mother's daughters, all of them, none of them, they give birth more than one. All my father's sons, they don't give birth more than two, then they die. My father reached 40 years, he died. My senior brother, 40 years, he died. My elder brother, he lived 40 years, he died. So it means 40 years limitation have been placed to live in that family. You can know it so that when you want to pray, you will know how to pray. Then, the one that is needs a lot of sincerity, because between you and God, is the one that you know you have caused, you may have caused for yourself. I am speaking Bible. Can we open Proverbs chapter 26? Then we shall open Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 26 verse 2. It says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the causeless shall not come. Any cause that is following you, what is using a bird there, is saying that if a bird had remained in one place, you know, they fly, go up and down, fly, go up and down, you could not go jump trouble. So also, before any cause will come upon anybody, there must be a reason. So why not, before a doctor treats you, he will first diagnose the problem. Sometimes for the next 2 weeks, three appointments you come to the hospital is test for this, test for that. Test, test, go to laboratory, test, test, test. So that he will know what is the right prescription for your problem. So also it is spiritually. It is not looking first for an anointed man of God. It is not looking first for a prophet like that. There are some problems that a prophet cannot see. Because God himself will block the eye of that prophet. Because there are some problems that you yourself, you will know. You are pretending you don't know. You know. Instead of you to come to the prophet and say, I believe the reason why I am suffering this is because as I never married up to now, and because I was bad, I scattered the marriage of my three close friends. Me and Fi say they cost me. Then the prophet will say, in addition to that, see what thing they see also. But you just come and say, I don't know why. I don't know why. God is listening to you. You don't know why. Okay. You should be sincere with yourself. Solution to every problem you have begins with you accepting your fault first. That's where the solution is. Then you can cry to a merciful God. God cannot show mercy on somebody who has not asked for mercy. Everything we receive from God comes by his mercy. Nobody has a right to receive anything from God. Because the Bible says, the psalmist says, if thou will mark iniquity, he said, who will stand? Like all Nigerians, the average Nigerian is a lawbreaker. If a policeman wants to deal with anybody, will stop you. Don't say, look, just be careful with him because he knows what, if he stop your car. Many cars don't have fire extinguisher and there's a law for it. Your papers still be fake because that driving license, which Bible driving school you go? You sit up for house and bring, I can't give you. Criminal. Oh yeah, tax, Uncle. How many of us they pay tax? You will declare, when they say, okay, bring tax clearance. You go and bring tax, so you pay 5,000 naira. Meanwhile, the car where you own, the car, you bought it for 18 million naira. So how you take 18 million naira, buy motor where you pay tax? 5,000 naira. And so also with God, nobody can beat the chest and say, I am righteous. I am holy. God, you must bless me. Because if you look at you, well, amen, he will see iniquity cover you all. Cover you, cover you. So, all we need is to remain humble and ask for mercy. And when you come, hallelujah, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he, God, the Bible says he will not despise. God wants you to come accepting that you are a mortal person. I don't deserve this. But I'm counting on your mercy. You are looking for fruit of the womb, brother. You know whether you are paying for all the abortions you committed. Including you, sister. Then devil is there to divert your attention. To create more problem for you. He will be bringing faces of people that you yourself you don't like before. You yourself you don't like them. So he bring their faces and then they attack you. Now then they attack you. Then you are creating more and more enmity and creating more and more unforgiveness in your heart. Fighting this, fighting that. and then places you again where you can't even pray for God to hear you because you are not, you are having an unforgiving heart. So the whole thing is very, very complicated. Rather, stop buck passing. Stop blaming somebody for your estate. Always look at yourself first. After all, the Bible says, if a man's way please the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace even with his enemies. Therefore, praise the Lord. Therefore, if I'm having too much enemies all around me, the solution to your victory first is look inward. Am I living a life pleasing before my God? If you do that, it says you will bring peace even with your enemies. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. A cause causeless shall not come. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. He that digged a pit, what will happen to him? He shall fall into it. And whoso breaketh an edge, what will happen? A serpent shall bite him. Verse 9. Whoso removeth stones, if your work, now to carry your hand, they remove stone from where he did, what will happen? You shall be hurt therewith. And he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. So the emphasis here is, you are, it's like another adage now that says, the way you make your bed, that's how you lie on it. That God is God, not a man. He is not a man. He walks by a spiritual law he himself has designed, and he cannot break it for anybody's sake. So that you can shorten, you know, the pain, the period of the pains you may be going through. Very, very important. He that break an edge, serpent will bite you. This is for the children of God. Every child of God, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place of the Most High, if you remain there, you don't come out, the enemy cannot get you. Job is a perfect example. When God asked Satan, where are you coming from? He said, from to and fro. And God understood what he meant, because his assignment is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And it's to destroy human beings. He has gone about, his ministry is a ministry of temptations, trials. You know, he has caused so many men to fall. He has disturbed so many human beings, and he now asks him, I know you've gone everywhere. Have you considered my servant Job? And Satan answered him quickly. I'm quoting Job chapter 1. That's the story there. And God, Satan answered him, of course, you have built your edge all around him, so nobody can get to him. Praise God. It's not only on Job, it's on every Christian. There is an edge of protection that covers all of us. I'm saying it because where you go, a sinner will sit down and a pastor will come and tell you, you are untouchable. A fornicator is sitting down, you are untouchable. Somebody say, I'm untouchable. Then the fornicator stand up, I'm untouchable. 419, we say, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. Everyone you 419 will curse you. And the curse, nothing will stop it. It must come to pass. Because that type of weapon, now you fashion it for yourself. He said, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. No weapon. I am untouchable. I am under the blood. Which blood? You're under the blood of the person you have been cheating. The blood is crying over your head for vengeance. That is the blood. So when you come, we want to tell you it will help you. I'm telling you, it will help you. Praise God. If you want to come to Christ, come to Christ. If you want to serve Mammon, serve Mammon. Don't mix the two. It doesn't go together. If you are bad, just remain bad so that when you see yourself in hellfire, you know, as the thing they burn you, you say, go, they say, yeah, no, say, yeah, it's true. You won't even cry. Who you going to cry to? Because you know you are guilty. You don't see any arm robber where they want shoot. They cry. When you're not saying kill. Eh? It's true now. So I'm telling you something that will help you. You know, there are a lot of places you go for prayers. All that fasting will have just been solved by just 2 minutes with God and say, I am sorry. I don't do again. I acknowledge I have been bad. Father, I promise you, give me one more chance. Samson said it. Samson misbehaved and ended up. It was Samson was the cause of his problem. With all the grace God gave him, sold it under the bosom of a woman. A curseless shall not come. But when he cried to God, he's a merciful God. That is something I don't want you to overlook. Once, no matter what abomination you have committed, that you are still alive, is still God's mercy. Still keeping you to enable you come back to him and repent. And since you've been committing, you know die. It is still God's love for you. So that one day, you will repent. God is looking for his people to repent.
Take away.